Yes, Lord, you will turn around for our good in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough shall follow us. Testimony shall follow us. Wherever we have been shamed, O Lord. Wherever we have been seeing shame, O Lord, in our lives. After this time around, we shall see your lifting in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's give God a round of applause as we have our seat. God bless you, have your seat. This Sunday is another breakthrough Sunday. And I want to assure you, whether the devil likes it or not, you will break forth in the name of Jesus. The theme of our message this morning is Kadesh Barnea. Hallelujah. I am not speaking Latin. Neither am I speaking in tongues. Quickly, let's go to the book of Numbers 13. There we will get Kadesh Barnea. Numbers 13. Verse 2:26.
2:26.
Numbers 13. Let's start from verse 2.
Last EKG.
Okay, it's on the screen. Glory be to God. Verse 2.
EKG.
Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. Go to verse
26.
And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruits of the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, the theme of the message is taken from that town, place. You may call it a city.
According oro wa loro yi la ri ninu ese bibeli yen a le pe ni ilu.
When you get home, go and search your scripture.
Oni ta ba pada sile ka lo je bibeli wa oye o.
Google where you can get Kadesh or Kadesh Barnea.
Oni pe ka wa lori ero alataba ibi ta ti le ri oro yen.
The message this morning has to do with that place called Kadesh. Therefore, we are looking at the Kadesh Barnea generation of the old. The Kadesh Barnea generation of the whole is still existing within us, within our home, within our destinies today.
Kadesh Barnea.
It was a generation where people were in a hurry and they were going nowhere. A Kadesh Barnea generation is a generation where people are working and nothing is working for them. A Kadesh Barnea generation is one where people are pushing but nothing is moving. It is a generation full of activities without productivity. Much activities going on in the lives of the people. Around the people. without any productivity to show for it. Brethren, a Kadeshbarnea generation is a generation full of motion without progress.
Ara iran Kadeshi je iran kan ti won gbero ti won gbianju ṣugbọn ko si aluyo kankan.
That was the experience of the children of Israel immediately they left the land of Egypt for
Canaan.
We will show ourselves the God's words this morning.
Like I
said, Kadeshbarnea is the name of a place.
Kadesh je oruko ilu kan,
a particular spot
agbegbe
in the history and the life of the children of Israel.
Ni igbesi aye awon omo Israeli.
But unfortunately,
that
same spot the children of Israel found themselves in the days of the old.
Ibitan omo Israeli ti won ti gba ara won ni aye igbani.
That particular place,
oju kan na,
where they found us themselves in those days,
ti won ti sawari ara won ni igbani.
Why on their way from Egypt to Canaan?
Nipa ti won lo lati le Egypt lo si le Canaan.
Very unfortunate.
O je un tin dunin.
That is the same location where many of us are.
Opolopo wa lo si wa ni oju kan na pa kan na.
Many of us are at the place called Kadesh or Kadeshbarnea.
Opolopo wa la si wa ni ikorita Kadesh.
And you know we are in the month of October. Just 2 months to go in the year. It is therefore, brethren, very important. And this is why we have this message this morning. To ensure that any Kadesh or Kadeshbarnea situation we are, to ensure we get out of it today, I decree that unpleasant place situation you are today, as the Almighty God liveth, the Lord will bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. We have read Numbers 13, 2 and 26. Now let's go to Numbers 20. Numbers 20, verse 1. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried
there. As it seen, Ibe.
Deuteronomy 2.
Wait, Deuteronomy
14.
Ori Kerila.
2:14.
Wait, Deuteronomy Ori Keji. Ese Kerila.
And the space in which we came from Kadeshbarnea until we were come over to the brook Zered was 38 years. Until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sworn unto them. Let's look up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, I want to give you that assignment when you get home. Go and search. Go and Google where you can get Kadesh and Kadeshbarnea in the Bible. Then you will, all I will be saying this morning for you to confirm. Some of the things we are going to say this morning, you will find out about
Kadesh.
What is this place? Why was this place called Kadeshbarnea? Number one, Kadeshbarnea was the farthest place.
Kadesh je
The farthest that the children of Israel traveled in their direct journey to Canaan. That was where they reached. The point they reached on their direct journey to the land of Cana. You know the story, they were traveling from Egypt to Cana. Their direct route was to Kadesh. And this is where they got to. From the last verse we read, that was their 38th year. When you look at the previous verses we have read, the Bible did not say 38 years. That was in the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Numbers, it was talking about... carry on.
Ìrìn àjò tí wọ́n rìn yìí láti ilẹ̀ Egypt dé ilẹ̀ Kadesh. Ẹ̀rí tàbá wonúwe ibi tí a kà kẹ́yìn ìyẹn gangan ló ṣe iye ọdún tó lò. Ìyẹn ni pé wọ́n lo ọdún 18 láti rìn àjò yìí.
When they got to Kadesh,
nígbà tí wọ́n dé ilẹ̀ náà,
as we will soon find out,
báwo ṣe rí láìpẹ́,
certain things began to happen.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń jẹyọ.
Their life began to experience this cause.
Ayé wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń rí àwọn nǹkan tí kò bójúmu.
In Kadesh.
Ní ilẹ̀ Kadesh.
Kadesh was also the place where they got to.
Ibẹ̀ yìí tún jẹ́ ibi tí wọ́n tún dé.
Where spies were sent out and brought back their reports.
Ibi tí wọ́n ti rán àwọn alamí jáde tí wọ́n sì mú èsì.
Spies were sent out from Kadesh.
Wọ́n rán àwọn alamí jáde.
To go and check the land.
Láti lè lọ yẹ̀wò ilẹ̀ tí wọ́n lọ.
And the spies brought back their reports to Moses.
Wọ́n sì mú àwọn èsì padà tọ Mose wá.
And the children of Israel in Kadesh Barnea.
Ní ilẹ̀ Kadesh.
Number 3.
Ìkẹta.
Kadesh was the place.
Kadesh Jaibi
was the place Israel always find ourselves.
O jẹ ibi tí Israel máa ń bá ara rẹ̀ lóòrèkóòrè.
After every effort to progress.
Lẹ́yìn tí wọ́n bá ti tiraka tí wọ́n bá ti gbìyànjú láti ní ìtẹ̀síwájú.
Let me explain it.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n ṣàlàyé yìí.
That Kadesh is like a stagnant place in the life of the children of Israel.
Kadesh dàbí omi adágún nínú ìgbésí ayé àwọn ọmọ Israeli.
They will find themselves. Mind you, how many years?
38 years.
40 solid years. Journey that should take them 40 days.
Wọ́n rin ìrìnàjò ogójì ọdún ìrìnàjò tó yẹ kó jẹ́ pé ogójì ọjọ́ ló yẹ kó fi rìn.
They will always find themselves back in Kadesh.
Wọ́n ní bọ́ bá lọ tí wọ́n bá bọ̀ wọ́n á padà bára wọn ríra wọn ní ilẹ̀ Kadesh.
Moses sent people to the land of Cana to go and spare the land.
Mose ran àwọn alamí jáde láti lọ gbé ilẹ̀ Cana.
They came back with results.
Wọ́n padà wá pẹ̀lú èsì.
Before Moses sent them out.
Kí Mose tó rán wọn jáde.
In verse 2 of Numbers 13.
Nínú ẹsẹ̀ kejì orí
ìjọba láti wẹ̀. God said, I have given you the land of Cana.
Ọlọ́run jẹ́ kí ó yé wọn wípé òun ti fún nílẹ̀ Cana ni.
Go and possess it.
Ẹ lọ kí ẹ lọ jogún rẹ̀.
But go and view the land.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ lọ yẹ̀ ẹ́ wò.
Go check it.
Ẹ lọ yẹ̀ ẹ́ wò ṣáájú.
And see what I have done ahead of you.
Kí ẹ lè rí àwọn ohun tí mo ti gbé ṣe.
But 10 out of 12 came back from those people that were sent.
Mẹ́wàá nínú àwọn méjìlá tí a rán
jáde. They said, we cannot go.
Mẹ́wàá nínú wọn sọ pé
yíò ṣe é ṣe. We cannot make it.
A kò lè gba èyí.
Despite the fact that God the Almighty God has said they can make it.
Lẹ́yìn pé Ọlọ́run ti jẹ́ kó yé wọn wípé òun yóò ṣe lè fún wọn.
They said they could not make it.
Ọlọ́run ò lè ṣe.
But two men said we are able.
Ṣùgbọ́n méjì ní
àwa yóò ṣe. We are more than able.
Àwa lè ṣe.
In fact, they were almost stoning them to death.
Wọ́n fẹ́ sọ ọ́ lòkúta pa nípa
èyí. They shouted on them, keep short, we cannot make it.
Wọ́n pariwo mọ́ wọn wípé èyí ò lè ṣe é ṣe.
And the whole congregation.
Gbogbo ìjọ.
The whole member of the Israel.
Gbogbo ìjọ Israeli.
Began to murmur against the Almighty God.
Ọbẹ̀ sí kùn sí Ọlọ́run.
And God was angry.
Inú sì bí Ọlọ́run.
God was annoyed.
Inú bí Ọlọ́run.
I decree today. The Almighty God will never be annoyed with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
Brethren, God was annoyed with the children of Israel.
Ara inú bí Ọlọ́run lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ sí àwọn ọmọ Israel.
And God said.
And Ọlọ́run Olúwa sì wípé.
For this you have done unto me.
Nídìí èyí tí ẹ ti ṣe.
You will spend 40 years.
Ẹ ó lo ogójì ọdún.
In the wilderness instead of 40 days.
Nínú aginjù dípò ogójì ọjọ́.
And you won't get there.
Ẹ kò sì ní débẹ̀.
Simply because they said they will not get there.
Nítorí pé wọ́n sọ.
God said they will not get there.
Pé àwọn ò ní débẹ̀.
Since you have said it by your own accord that we cannot get there.
Ọlọ́run sì ń jẹ́ pé yọ̀ níwọ̀n ìgbà tẹ́yìn ti fi ẹnu yín sọ pé ẹ kò ní débẹ̀.
This is what happened from that spot. I told you it was the farthest place the children of Israel got to. From that spot, brethren, when Israel moves to the right, they would travel and walk and walk. Sometimes for 2 years. Sometimes for 5 years. And they will find themselves back at
Kadesh-Barnea.
After the fourth journey, Israel, when they turn to the left, they will go again, walk and walk and walk, and they will be back at that
Kadesh-Barnea.
When they turn to the left, they will go months. They will go from years. They made efforts. But they find themselves back at Kadesh-Barnea. Brethren, it was a terrible experience. If they turn to the back, if they turn to the front, when they go through the center, they will move forward. They will still find themselves back at Kadesh-Barnea. Brethren, where they were going was not far. Ladies and gentlemen, where you are going is not too far. It is been so long because you have been dwelling in Kadesh-Barnea. We are heading to
Ibiti Andoriko.
What God has ordained for you,
ohun ti Olorun ti pinu fun e,
is not so far.
Ohun ti o jina rara.
It's a very short distance.
Ohun kan ti ko ni
jina. Probably because we have been living in Kadesh-Barnea.
But we are nitori wipe a tin gbe igbesi aye awon ara Kadesh.
Probably because what God has said about you, you have been doubting him.
Boya nitori wipe kini awon ohun ti Olorun fi won o, iwo
si e leji. This is why we keep going round the circle. Ladies,
arabirin,
young guys,
arakunrin,
getting married is not too far.
Nini oko tabi nini aya ko nse o ti o jina.
Arriving at your husband's house is not so far.
Dide ile oko si e ko nse o ti o jina.
You are still having that delay. In life because of what?
Nitori kini?
The Kadesh-Barnea experience.
Nitori awon
that experience you are going through. Every effort they made, they returned back to Kadesh-Barnea. Every effort. Why? Simply because they murmured against God. And God was angry with them. In whatever way the anger of God is upon your life today, by the mercy of God, the Lord will erase it with the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, when I studied this scripture, and when I discovered this, I say, God, may we not walk in vain in the name of Jesus. I pray you will not walk in vain in the name of Jesus. You walk, walk, and walk and still find yourself in Kadesh. Whether the devil likes it or not, whatever form of Kadesh you have been dwelling in, today the Almighty God will pull you out in the name of Jesus. Let me hear a better amen.
Amen.
We have also read Numbers 20. Kadesh-Barnea was where
Miriam
died, and she was buried there. Can you imagine that? A woman of God, somebody God has promised,
and it's your Lord,
I am taking you to that land, that promised land, the land of Cana, the land flowing of milk and honey. God has given her a promise. God has given her a vision. God has given her a dream. God has given her a program. God has given her a project. God has made a covenant with her. Brethren, I am talking to somebody this morning. But unfortunately, she could not get to the promised land. She died there. She was buried there. Brethren, Kadesh Barnea is a place where all the men that left Egypt, except those two, that was where every one of them died. 40 years, were they living there from day one?
They will
go and come back. That was where she died. In the same manner, brethren, God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. God has a project for your life. Why are we going around the circle? But I trust God. I have confidence in God. By the reason of today's usher, every Kadesh Barnea experience in your life, after today, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will see them no more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will see them no more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every man that left Egypt, all men that left Egypt died in Kadesh Barnea. Every man that had good programs and good plans. Every man that saw how God dealt with the Egyptians in the land of Egypt, how God dealt with Pharaoh, every one of them, men that saw the power of God when he parted the Red Sea, men that saw water came out of the rock, men that saw manna came down from heaven. All men, all men that God promised the promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, but Joshua and Caleb died. It was a place of separation. They saw water came out of the rock. They saw God parted the Red Sea. They saw how God dealt with the Egyptians and Pharaoh. And yet, when they found themselves at a particular situation, they had the guts to murmur against God. My brother and my sister, you are alive, I am alive today by the special grace of God. In your life, you have seen Red Sea parted. In your life, you have seen water come out of the rock. In your life, you have seen how God has dealt with your enemies. Why should I? Why should you murmur against God for a very small delay? Let's bring it back home. All the pictures I have painted is for us to know what we are talking about this morning. That is the experience of the children of
Israel.
Like I said, some of us are living in Kadesh Barnea.
We
want to show ourselves the light in the Kadesh Barnea life. When you are living in Kadesh Barnea, it is a life that is patterned and can no longer record progress.
Wọ́n ní èyí jẹ́ ìgbésí ayé tí kò lè ní ohun ìtẹ̀síwájú kankan.
A man or a woman staying in Kadesh Barnea.
Arákùnrin tàbí arábìnrin tó bá ń gbé
ìròyìn. God told them go forward.
Ọlọ́run sọ wọ́n pé tẹ̀síwájú.
But they said they cannot go any longer.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní tiwọn wọ́n ní àwọn kò lè rí ibikíbi.
Some of us believed.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la ní ìgbàgbọ́
pé. That we are going to the peak.
A ti dé ibi tí ó ga jùlọ.
That this God is not a good God.
Pé Ọlọ́run yìí jẹ́ Ọlọ́run
tí kò dára. It's not a favorable God.
Ọlọ́run tí kì í jẹ́.
It's a partial God.
Ọlọ́run tí.
His mercy is not upon me.
Àánú rẹ̀ ò sí lórí mi.
His grace is only unto some people.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀ lórí orí àwọn kan ni ó wà.
I pray one more time.
Mo gbà ní àdúrà lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
The annoyance of God.
Ìbínú Ọlọ́run.
Over every life, over every family, over every destiny.
Lórí gbogbo.
The Lord will erase with his blood today in the name of Jesus.
Lórí gbogbo àyànmọ́ Ọlọ́run yóò parẹ́ lówùrọ̀ yìí.
Brethren, do you know that there is something you can do but can't get better?
Ará ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ pé àwọn nǹkan wà tí ẹ lè ṣe tí àwọn òun fi lè dára ju bó ti wà lọ.
One may not be able to go further than this.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹlòmíràn lè má lè lọ síwájú ju.
When you are unable to go further in life.
Tó bá ń tiraka láti lọ síwájú nínú
ayé. It is a kind of Kadesh-Barnea life.
Tí o bá ń tiraka lọ́sùn lóṣì tí kò sí
àṣeyọrí kankan. I said that was the farthest place the children of Israel got to.
Èyí jẹ́ ìgbésí ayé Kadeshi níbi tí wọ́n mọ
sẹ́yìn. And in the same manner there are some of us.
Ní ìlànà kan náà àwọn
ọmọ ti wà. Who have gotten to a particular level in our ministerial destiny.
Tí a ti dé ibìkan níbi iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ wa.
In our business.
Nínú okòwò wa.
In our finances.
Nínú ìlànà
ìṣúná owó wa. In our families.
Nínú ẹbí wa.
In our education.
Nínú ẹ̀kọ́ wa.
That we can't get further.
Tí a kò lè lọ síwájú mọ́.
We are thriving.
À ń tiraka.
We can't move.
Ṣùgbọ́n a kò lè ní ìtẹ̀síwájú.
We can't go further.
A kò lè lọ síwájú sí.
We can no longer record progress.
A kò lè ní àṣeyọrí kankan.
It's like we have gotten to the peak of our life.
Ó dàbí ẹni wípé a ti dé ìpele tí ó ga.
Brethren, it happens to professionals.
Ara ó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn.
It happens to athletics.
Ó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn eléré
ìdíje náà. It happens to everybody.
Ẹnikẹ́ni ni ó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ sí.
It's like we lack the capacity.
Ìṣèlú dàbí wípé okun náà kò sí mọ́ láti lè tẹ̀síwájú.
That is a Kadesh Barnea life.
Èyí jẹ́ ìgbésí ayé Kadesh.
A life that cannot record progress.
Ayé tí kò lè ní ohun ìkọsílẹ̀.
We are as the word of God stand firm.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run dúró
gidi. The word of God tells us.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run jẹ́ kó yé
wa. That the path of the just.
Wípé ìlànà olódodo.
It's like a shining light.
Ó dàbí iná tí ń tàn.
That shineth more and more.
Tí ń tàn ní òrèkóòrè síwájú.
Until a perfect day.
Títí di ọjọ́
òkòkò. Brethren, if you cannot experience the more and the more shining of the light of God in your life.
Àrábìnrin kò bá ní irú èrí èyí kí ohun kí ó máa dára sí.
If you cannot experience the good changes of the Almighty God in your life.
Kí ohun kò bá ní ẹ̀rí àwọn ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run ní
dáradára. If you cannot see the transformation from the level of glory to another realm of glory in your life.
Kò bá ní ẹ̀rí àyípadà láti inú ògo kan sí ògo tí ó ga.
You are residing in Kadesh Barnea.
O ti wà ní ilẹ̀ Kadesh.
As the Almighty God liveth today.
Bí Ọlọ́run ti wà láàyè.
Everyone residing living.
Dwelling
in Kadesh today. By fire, by force. The Almighty God will pull you out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Almighty God will pull you out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A Kadesh Barnea life.
Aye, Kadesh.
Is that place where man constantly find himself.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tí ọmọkùnrin máa ń wá ara rẹ̀ bá ara rẹ̀ ní òrèkóòrè.
Back find yourself back in square one.
Ní òrèkóòrè padà sí ìbẹ̀rẹ̀.
After every effort. Not that you are not making effort.
Lẹ́yìn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbìyànjú àti ìtiraka kò ń ṣe
kí òun tiraka. After every effort.
Lẹ́yìn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀
ìtiraka. Israel will find themselves back in square one.
Àwọn ará Ísírẹ́lì wọn padà bára wọn
níbẹ̀. Listen brethren this morning.
Ará ẹtẹ́tíléko.
In your life.
Nínú ayé rẹ.
In your finances.
Nínú ìṣúná owó rẹ.
In your business pursuit.
Nínú ìkòwò okòwò rẹ.
If you discover.
you
are working hard.
You
are striving very hard. But after every effort, after everything you put into life, after everything you put into that business, after everything you put into that career, everything you are doing, and still you find yourself in square one, it means something is wrong. Kadesh Barnea was a place where dreams were scattered.
Ilẹ̀ Kadeshi jẹ́ ibi tí àwọn àlá tí a ti ń fọ́ wọn ká.
Where destinies were destroyed.
Níbi tí àyànmọ́ tí a ti ń pa wọ́n run.
There are so many of us that had good dreams.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la ní àlá
rere. We have great dreams.
A ní àlá rere.
Excuse me, bro.
Ara.
Where is your dream?
Àlá rẹ dà.
Where are those glorious dreams?
Àwọn àlá ológo ni.
When a child is born. When a little child is born, when a child is born newly, a child comes into this world. All of us came into this world with our hands fist together. Our fist clicked together when we came into this world. We were holding our dreams in our hands. We were holding our visions in our hands. We were holding the plan of God in our hands. We were holding a solution to the problems of this world in our hands. A particular solution to a particular problem of the world was in our hands. Every child came into this world having a solution, holding a solution, holding something the world needs. But as the child grows, as we grew up, the world, the society, teaches the child to give up the dream.
Láti lè gbàgbé àwọn àlá yìí.
And when it is time for us to go back to our creator.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí àkókò bá tó fún wa láti padà sí ọdọ́ ẹlẹ́dàá wa.
When the time comes to give up the ghost.
Nígbà tí a bá ṣe tán tí ohun gbogbo ní ayé yìí bá pin.
We go back to our graves.
A máa padà lọ sí ibi tẹ́ wa.
With our hands widely open.
Ọwọ́ wa ní ṣíṣílẹ̀.
What we came in with.
Ohun tí a wá sí ayé yìí.
Somehow.
Bákan àbí ohun mìíràn. Ọ̀pọ̀.
Handle it positively.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni ó dì í mú bí ó ti
ṣe yẹ. Some because of the world, because of the societal influence.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nítorí ayé, nítorí wàhálà tẹbí tàbí ti ọ̀rẹ́.
Some dropped it.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ jùlẹ̀ wọ́n pàdánù rẹ̀.
Kadesh Barnea is a place where a man gives up his dream.
Kadesh jẹ́ ibi tí ọmọkùnrin tó ti ń gbàgbé àlá rẹ̀.
Maybe because of certain experiences.
Bóyá nítorí àwọn ìrírí kan.
Certain futures.
Nítorí àwọn ohun kan.
Certain circumstances.
Nítorí àwọn ohun kan
ti ṣẹlẹ̀. A man gives up the dream.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ jọ̀wọ́ àlá wọn.
Men can't go further.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ lè lọ síwájú.
Sometimes probably because of some provocations.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà nípa àwọn ohun ìbínú.
He gives up the dream.
Jọ̀wọ́ àlá náà.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Arákùnrin arábìnrin.
I didn't tell you.
Mi ò rántí sọ fún yín.
That Kadesh Barnea was the place.
Pé Kadesh jẹ́ ibi.
Where Moses sinned against God.
Ibi tí Mose ti ṣẹ̀tì Ọlọ́run.
Where he hit the rock.
Níbi tí ó ti lu àpáta.
With his rod.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá rẹ̀.
And God said, ha!
Ọlọ́run sì sọ fún.
You did this.
Ó ṣe èyí.
You have done this.
Ó ṣe èyí.
You won't enter that land.
Ó ní wọ ilẹ̀ ìlérí náà.
Many things happened in Kadesh Barnea.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ilẹ̀ Kadesh.
It was at Kadesh.
Ní Kadesh kan náà.
If you stay too long in Kadesh Barnea, when you stay at a particular spot for too long, many terrible things will happen. Terrible insults from little people. There will be insults. And that is why you cannot afford to stand stagnant.
Láti lè wà lójú kan bí omi adágún.
That is why this morning. We will cry unto God about every stagnancy in our life. Whatever thing that is holding you down at that Kadesh Barnea, the fire of the Holy Spirit will consume today in the name of Jesus.
We have learned that Miriam died also there, and that was where she was buried. And what are those things that forces us to remain in Kadesh Barnea? What are those certain challenges, certain failures, certain difficulties? They are compelling you to give up your dream. And you will say, God understands. God understands. Brethren, don't stay there any longer. By fire, by force, the Lord will take you out today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Help me tell your neighbor, don't stay at Kadesh Barnea. Don't stay at Kadesh Barnea. Don't stay at Kadesh Barnea. That place is a place where people settle for alternatives. That is when people will say it is alright. Probably that is the will of God for my life. There was in my native town. We have one musician.
Olori kankan wa nibe.
He sang
okorin kan
that him ba le joba.
Now if I cannot be crowned,
ma le jeba.
I will go for the alternatives, eba.
Are they the same thing?
Nje won je o nkan na bi.
That if I cannot hallelujah. That if I cannot drive a car,
yẹni pe ti mi o ba le wa oko
loye, ti mi ba le wa oko ma wa gari, you know, we wa gari means soaking gari. Are they the same thing? On your behalf, on behalf of the church of God, we reject such spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We reject such spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, because of our time, we will rise now. The heart of the message itself will be the next level we will go into. By the grace of God, we will continue on Sunday, next Sunday. By the grace of God. But before we start praying, there is that prayer people used to pray. People
will
say sons of when Elisha.
Nigba di Elisha.
So King Ahab, after many years of no rain, and God spoke to the prophet and said, tell King Ahab, the sons of abundance of rain. How many signs of abundance of rain have you ever had since you were born? And the rain never followed up. Because of God's option today. After this time around, every signs of abundance of rain that you will hear, the mighty reign of the Almighty God will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. Will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. You will cry to God. I have had enough of abundance of signs of rain in my life. Lord, after this time around, all I want to experience is the rain, the actual rain. The actual rain. Say, Father!
I have had enough of sand of abundance of rain. All I needed, Lord, is the actual rain. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord, all I needed is the rain. Here's the rain. Soak me with your rain. Soak me with your rain. Enough of abundance of sound. Enough with abundance of sound. Lord, soak me with your rain. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Brethren, for you to get out of that Kadesh Barnea life, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Children of Israel that experience God greater than we are experiencing Him today. They disappointed God. Jesus died for me and you, so that we will not perish. If you are here, you have never once given your life to Christ. Let's say to that case before we take one or two prayer points as I hand over. If you are here, all eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you want to give your life to Christ, you want to get out of that Kadesh Barnea way of life, you want to nullify that Kadesh Barnea generation effect in your life, let's get to that case. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. We will say, Father, say it clearly. Father, I get out of the Kadesh Barnea life. I get out of Kadesh today. I get out of Kadesh today. By the authority in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and talk to God. I get out of stagnation today, Lord. I get out of stagnation today, Lord. I refuse to remain where the enemies want me to be. I refuse to remain where the enemy wants me to be. I refuse stagnation. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Declare your escape. Declare your escape. Declare your escape from Kadesh Barnea. I refuse to remain in that place, Lord. I won't die in Kadesh Barnea. I won't die in Kadesh Barnea. I won't remain in Kadesh Barnea. I said I escape from Kadesh Barnea today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brethren, the last prayer. Our time is fast spent. You will cry and say, Father, every satanic chain that keeps me on the same spot, that makes me to find myself as square one, every satanic chain linking me to where I do not want to be, fire of the Holy Spirit, mad, open your mouth and pray. Pray to God, every satanic chain holding you down, every satanic chain holding you down, Lord, break, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I decree, the Almighty God, we give you reason to celebrate in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every health issues that is stopping your celebration in life, by the authority in the name of Jesus, they are canceled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke every foul spirit holding you back from your destiny. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the oil of the Almighty God find you out today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the oil of God lift you up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the oil of God change your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will succeed.
Amen.
The world, the whole world will hear from you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every demonic coverage over your life, over your home, over your destiny, they are removed right away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be to his holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.